Prime Minister Andrei Babiš's government, as expected, survived a no-confidence vote early on Thursday morning, despite EU concerns over possible conflicts of interest and mass rallies demanding his resignation for alleged graft, Brian Kennedy reports.
After a marathon 17-hour session of at times heated debate, MPs began voting just before 4 in the morning. The vote was split along party lines, with 85 MPs voting in favour and 85 against the no-confidence motion. The remaining 30 MPs were either absent or, in the case of the Communists, abstained. The no-confidence vote was prompted by a preliminary European Commission report that found Mr. Babiš retains influence over the Agrofert holding that he was obliged to place in a trust in 2017 after a change in Czech conflict of interest law, dubbed Lex Babiš. Addressing the lower house at the start of the debate on Wednesday, the Slovak-born billionaire insisted that the final EU audit would clear him of any wrongdoing and characterized other allegations against him as a smear campaign.
Vy tady mluvíte o střetu zájmu. Ano, tady se podsouvá, že já něco ohrožuju.
The opposition talks about conflicts of interests and say I somehow pose a threat. Yet you resolved the conflict of interests question already in 2016-17. You enacted Lex Babiš, a special law against Babiš. I left the holding and placed it in a trust according to your law. I did exactly what you wanted. So why talk about conflicts of interest now? I have none. I followed Czech law.
Já žádný střet zájmu nemám. Já jsem postupoval podle českého zákona.
The final EU audit expected later this year could result in Agrofert having to repay up to 17.4 million euros in EU subsidies. Meanwhile, Czech police have recommended charging Mr. Babiš in connection with a 2 million euro EU subsidy scam from a decade ago related to his Storknest complex. Again dismissing the allegations, the Prime Minister said the Czech Republic had enjoyed economic prosperity, higher wages, low unemployment and a balanced budget thanks to his policies, alluding to his earlier tenure also as finance minister. Mr. Babiš went on to present a laundry list of national interests that he said he was fighting for now in Brussels, such as to preserve nuclear power in the energy mix and protect the automobile industry, and domestic issues that required urgent attention.
Já jsem premiér všech občanů.
I'm the Prime Minister of all Czech citizens and fight for the interests of all. So I don't understand why the opposition would want to destabilize our country, why you'd want to introduce insecurity into a society which unfortunately is now growing more divided, why you would want to harm our country.
To napětí a chcete naši zemi poškodit.
The leaders of the five opposition parties that initiated the no-confidence vote went on to make the case that Mr. Babiš is unable to effectively represent the country in Brussels, also because of the threat of criminal prosecution and alleged conflict of interest, both regarding EU funds. Furthermore, the opposition argue he defrauded the EU and Czech state of millions, interferes in the editorial process of the major media that he de facto still controls, and installed a new loyal justice minister after police recommended he faced prosecution over the Storknest affair, thereby threatening independence of the judicial branch.